three reasons you must not trust the science on the proposed gas stove ban. Written by Tom Gilson, read by Tom Gilson for the stream, stream.org, published on January 11th, 2023. Copyright by the stream. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is considering a ban on gas ranges following recent research blaming the appliances for 650,000 cases of childhood asthma, or 12.7% of children afflicted with that disease. Should you trust the science? No. Not the way they're selling it, anyway. It has nothing to do with being anti-science. It's about not being stupid. Here's why in just three short reasons. One, it's never just about science. Two, it's never, quote, the, quote, science. And three, good science knows its limitations, and this isn't good science. Number one, it's never just science. If they say it's, quote, the science, they're either lying or incompetent. It's never just, quote, the science, and everyone knows it. Every public policy decision involves at least four other factors to one degree or another: politics, greed, ideology, and varying levels of human wisdom, including outright stupidity. There's only one reason they'd try to sell it simply as, quote, the science. They're hiding something, probably in the realm of politics, greed, and/or ideology. Science, at its ideal best, is as trustworthy as you'd like. The hard part is finding science that's not suffering under politics, greed, and ideology. These things strongly influence the topics of scientific research. They have a huge impact on how we interpret scientific results, and they've even been known to dictate what those results must be. As for stupidity, we'll see an example of that to come. Just don't be stupid yourself. Don't ever let anyone tell you their policies are just science. Two, it's never just, quote, the science. That is, it's never just one science. If they say, quote, trust the science, tell them, no thanks, I'd rather trust science. The difference matters. If you think science should inform policy, I agree. When they say, quote, the science, however, they usually mean just one discipline of science, like Dr. Fauci's epidemiology, which was, quote, the science for COVID policy. This asthma study might become the science behind banning gas ranges. It's just smoke and mirrors, though, nothing more. Science doesn't truly inform policy unless and until we hear from all the relevant science. You want me to trust science for this one decision? Gladly. Tell me what science says about it. Tell me what economics, psychology, and sociology contribute. Tell me what science knows about the effect it might have on childhood development or marital satisfaction. If you think those factors don't matter, tell me how you know that scientifically. What about the economy or social or psychological impacts? What effect will this have on the electrical grids? Can we generate and distribute this electricity with clean energy? How clean is it, really? And what about homes with no children? Do gas ranges have the same effect on adults? I've got a link in the original article showing probably not. Is it, quote, the science, or is it, quote, the stupidity? Making policy decisions by, quote, the science is easy, meaning just one field of science and especially just one set of research studies. Discovering all the relevant science and taking all of it into account, that's immensely complex and difficult, but it's also the only right way to claim you're building policy on science. Anyone who says they can make good scientific decisions off just one scientific outcome is displaying the fourth factor I mentioned above. They're being stupid. Three, good science recognizes its limitations. Public policy almost never does. Science knows its limitations. Science plus greed, politics, ideology, and stupidity knows no such bounds. This is all very standardized and conventional, by the way. Virtually every properly written journal article actually uses the word limitations in its closing discussion section. It speaks there of what we can or cannot responsibly conclude from the research, what other studies must be done to refine and/or confirm it, and so on. I see no hint of that kind of uncertainty or caution in the reports I've read about this proposed federal ban. What I see instead almost makes me laugh. They say gas stoves cause 12% of childhood asthma. There's no way on earth anyone could come up with such an exact number. The original paper they use as a source computes the increase in asthma risk as somewhere between 18% and 48%, with a 5% chance it falls outside that range. That's what 95% confidence interval means in these studies, or close enough for our purposes anyway. So I'm not just saying that 12% number is wrong. I'm saying that those who publish numbers like that so precisely and so confidently are publishing their ignorance instead. What you can't do with statistics. Furthermore, you must never forget that statistics are about A, what scientists have decided to measure, and B, what actually can be measured. In cases like gas stoves and asthma, and COVID and global warming and so on, you can guarantee they haven't included everything that matters. There's bound to be something else going on, either something that's not measurable or hasn't been measured yet. Science can defend against these hidden variables, to a fair degree anyway, by using randomized experimental research designs. This wasn't that kind of study, though. These researchers had no control over potential hidden variables, no way even to know what those other factors might be. 4. You can trust the science if... I'm not advising you not to trust science. You can still trust it as long as it does what it's good at, reporting what it knows and no more, staying in its own sphere with a healthy respect for its own limitations. You must be sure it's science speaking, though, not greed, not politics, not ideology, and of course, not stupidity. So I'll readily believe that gas ranges contribute to asthma risk in kids. It appears to me there's enough research to support that conclusion. I am not ready, however, to believe that this by itself supports a ban on gas appliances. It's just one piece of information among many. What we can actually conclude from all this? I see two solid conclusions we can draw from all this, and I also have a warning to close with. First conclusion: the current regime we live under claims they're big on privacy. The government, quote, shouldn't try to control a woman's decisions, even if it means letting her kill her children in the womb. The statistics there, by the way, have a rare level of exactness to them. 100% of those children die. The feds are okay with that, but they're ready to pounce on her kitchen and take control of it because her child might get asthma. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sympathetic. I have asthma myself. I've been to the ER with it often enough. I've suffered more than enough side effects from the medicines I take for it. I'm just not convinced this regime cares about kids as much as they claim, or for privacy either. Second conclusion, the current regime is way too much in love with its own power and way too oblivious to its own stupidity. That's a dangerous combination, so watch out. If you like campfires, enjoy them now while you still can. Enjoy them before, quote, the science shows how their smoke causes asthma and before, quote, the science insists they add to global warming. Someday soon, the feds are going to try banning those campfires. Then they'll turn to your home fireplace and try to ban the burning you do there. They'll do it for your, quote, safety, your, quote, health, your, quote, again, quality of life. They might admit to some ideology as they do it. because it wouldn't surprise me one bit if campfires were, quote, racist. They'll lovingly protect your kids from asthma while also safeguarding them from learning how to live in this world and shielding you and me from ever having to make our own decisions about anything. Don't laugh. If they can control your kitchen, they can control your campground a whole lot easier. And keep that word control in mind, please. It's hiding there, lurking behind those other factors I mentioned, greed, politics, and ideology. This isn't only about gas ranges, after all. It's about COVID policy. It's about energy policy and just about every other supposedly science-based policy that's afoot. They'll say it's about, quote, the science. Are they really that stupid? Or is it another way they can talk us into turning our freedoms over to them? Either way, don't let them get away with it.